the corner of Egan Drive and Main Street. This is Juno Voices number 8.
I see Eagle again, winging up the hill along Main Street. Follow Eagle with your eyes. Chalk.
At 4th Street, Chalk loops right in front of that building with the marble columns. You see it? That's the state capitol.
There's a statue just in front of the capitol. It's a man made of bronze.
That statue is William Seward.
That statue is blasphemy.
This is Sorrel Goodwin. His story is about two statues. The statue that is there and the statue that Sorrel imagines for the future in Juno.
My name is Sorrel Goodwin. My great-great-grandmother was Mary James.
Sheep Creek Mary.
Sheep Creek Mary.
The early 1900s.
The early 1900s.
Sheep Creek Mary is a matriarch of the Big Dipper house, but everything around her is changing fast. Outsiders are showing up by the thousands. They're tearing holes into the mountains and staking claims on the land.
And my great-great-grandmother, Sheep Creek Mary, sees what she has to do.
Hello, my name is Sheep Creek Mary. This is my land here on this map. I want you to write one of your government land titles for me for this land. Put this land in my name. Yayoi.
Large areas of Juno become the Sheep Creek Mary estate. She shares her land. But eventually, she loses the colonial game.
Mary James, open the door. We represent the Gatineau Mine.
No, please stop coming here.
We want to buy your land.
No!
You will sell us your land, or we will cause you harm.
No!
One day, my great-great-grandmother's house burns to the ground. She sells to the Gatineau Mine.
2012.
I finish my master's degree in the lower 48, and I move home to Juno. The sesquicentennial is coming, the 150th anniversary of the purchase of Alaska. Then, a friend says to me,
Hey, Sorrel, did you hear about the statue of William Seward?
The statue of William Seward? This statue is offensive. That man used the doctrine of discovery to say that this place could be bought and sold without ever talking to its original owners. Chiefs everywhere in Tlingit Ani objected to the sale. I send a letter to the office of the governor and the lieutenant governor. Other people are saying no to the statue too, but it's all too late. Powerful people already have money invested in this.
2017.
The statue is unveiled. There's a band and there are speeches. And I look away.
William Seward was a good man. He was an abolitionist.
William Seward did a great thing for all Alaskans.
They put that statue smack dab in the middle of my people's traditional territory, our sacred Ok-Tlingit homeland. American imperialism hurts all of us.
Both the colonized
and the colonizer.
And that statue makes me angry. You know what I'd like to see right there? Across from the Seward statue, a statue of Sheep Creek Mary.
2067.
It's the future, the bicentennial of the purchase of Alaska. Or maybe, hopefully, it's much sooner than that. And the city of Juno is unveiling a bronze statue of Mary James, Sheep Creek Mary. Takes her rightful place next to all the men in our history books. The statue acknowledges that Juno is not just the state capital. Long before there was ever a man named Joseph Juno, this land was our capital, our traditional sacred land, the place that has everything.
It's time to walk again. Here comes Chalk, swooping back down Main Street toward us. And bending around that hill with the bus terminal. We're gonna follow, along Egan Drive. We're walking toward sign number 9, toward the Aqua Village District. Let's meet at the corner of Egan and Whittier Avenue.